Hi, this is Hallie Kasser-Jane, and I am One Broad Talking. One Broad Talking is supported by the following. I am Hallie Kasser-Jane, and I am proclaiming my Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal, that they are endowed with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, and the blood sport of politics. Let's talk. And how are all of you today? Here we are, together again. It's been, what, nearly 2 weeks since the big event, since Mr. Trump, that's one Donald Trump, was elected to be the next president of the United States. Oh, what those 2 weeks have been. One thing we have learned about Donald Trump, not just in the last 2 weeks, but in the last, 2 years of this very long campaign, which, thank gosh, is over, we have learned that with Donald Trump, there is never a dull moment. You know what Donald Trump is? I was thinking about it. He's a drama queen. Yep, that's right. You heard me. Donald Trump is a drama queen. The man loves drama. He laps it up like a dog laps up what? His bone. Eats his bone. He thrives on it. He creates it every chance he gets. It's never just staid and, courtly and that kind of thing with Donald Trump. Nope, we don't get that from the man. What we get is theater. It's always theater. Thinking, he was one of the first reality stars. And what's really interesting about that is this. The man who is a reality star doesn't live in real life. Even in reality, he lives in the land of theater. Yeah, I've been watching what's been going on at Trump Tower. You know, all these figures coming in and out and in and out. I don't know if any of you watch the Drudge Report, but you know on the Drudge Report what they do? He's got a camera inside the elevator at Trump Tower. Oh my gosh. He had to work that out with the Trump campaign or the Trump administration. The Trump administration. How did we get here? Well, anyway, that's what he does. It's all drama around him. It's living theater. You know, there used to be this thing called living theater. Going back to the days of the Doors, it was part of what Jim Morrison did. He was a major fan of the living theater. And he created that kind of living theater on stage until ultimately it came back to bite him in the, better not say where it really bit him. But that's Trump. Trump does the same thing. Trump is creating living theater. There's nothing presidential, old world, old school, dignified, or any of those things that we used to think in terms of the presidency of the United States, which is the house of the leader of the free world. No, none of that. What we have is this theater, this contrived drama. You realize how he's playing everybody, this great manipulator, this P.T. Barnum, this illusionist, like Harry Houdini. You know, I say that in a good way, and I'm going to say that in a bad way. I don't know, maybe the presidency needed to be modernized. Certainly the Queen of England thought that that they needed to modernize over there, you know. She realized that she was looking a little long in the tooth, and she set out this whole new, wonderful, young grandson of hers and his beautiful wife and their two beautiful children and to put a new face on the monarchy. Okay. Maybe we did need to do that. I don't know. It's just a little bit too dramatic for my taste. And maybe it should be for yours as well. We don't know any of these people. We know what they want us to know. they play it. I keep going back to that because I really believe that what Donald Trump does best is manipulate, play the American people. It is really irritating. More irritating is how many people buy into Trump's manipulation and his parsing. I'm going to go to his parsing of his words. The alt-right, okay? It's a term I don't want to use. I think it's a disgusting term because what it does is it diffuses the power of who they really are. They are white supremacists. They believe, whether they are under the heading of that quote-unquote alt-right, the KKK, some militia group, whatever, they're all the same. They think only whites matter in this world. And sadly, there are a lot of white folks like them out there in the world. They are certainly in the United States of America. But nobody has paid them any mind. Oh, there's been talk. There have been moments when we've had to go to, you know, battle with them. But the fact of the matter is they've been sort of in the background. Now, I keep trying to think why Trump in any way, or his deputy, who I think is really the king, and I think that's Trump who's the deputy, but that's a conversation for another time, but that Steve Bannon, former executive editor of Breitbart, who took these guys in, who saw a place to make some bucks, and so he made his Breitbart News their home, where they would have a place to have their voices heard, if you will. What was that really even all about? What was the point of all of that? Sensationalism? Selling ads? Why? I've heard all this talk about this, but why? What is the point? If you find these people heinous, if you find white supremacy intolerable, if you're not a bigot, why deal with these people? Give them any credence whatsoever? I don't have an answer from anybody on that question. There's a lot of, well, you know, that's where we are today. We're in the, well, you know, the Trump didn't really mean what he said. You know that. Yeah, you know, he's just playing it. You know, you know what? What do we know? Here's what we know. We know that there's a lot of crap being tossed out of that in this new administration. Maybe we need to come up with a better word because, I don't know, that's what we used to have in the old days, pre-reality star president Donald Trump. Now we have something that's not administrative, it's orchestrative. There you go. We have now an orchestrative presidency. But, you know, they've been trying, they try an excuse, and maybe I shouldn't say they. Let me be more specific. Who was it? I have a lot of friends. I have a lot of friends who are Republicans. I have a lot of friends who are conservatives. I've got a lot of friends on all sides of the political spectrum. But I want to address those who are conservatives who supported this guy, and the Republicans who supported this guy, who they know who he is. They're not idiots. I'm going to be kinder to them than to say that they're idiots. I'm going to say they're smart people who are acting in their own self-interest. I had somebody on Facebook say to me, oh, he never, you know, we were talking about Trump and some of the ugly. And one of the Trump ugly was the day that he went after the New York Times reporter who was disabled. And he did that disgusting, you know, mocking gesture thing that he did. And so this woman on Facebook, who was a staunch Trump supporter, posts this thing from Catholic News or something. No, he wasn't really mocking the reporter. He wasn't? What was he doing? Having a spasm of his own? Therein is the game that Trump plays. The game that Trump plays is He manipulates you. First, he does something totally outrageous. He watches your reaction. You laugh. I don't know why, but you do. The audience gives him a clap, 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 and a yay, 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 and a rah, rah, rah. And he plays it, and he goes on and on and on. And there you have it. Then the press comes back, and the press does what? The press holds him, you know, to task. What are you doing? This guy's, poor guy is disabled. He doesn't shake, shimmy, rattle, and roll because he wants to. He's disabled. You know that. And then Trump, of course, deflects. Look at that crazy press. What's the matter with that press? I didn't mean any of that. Oh, he meant it all right. Here's what he meant. Here's what he meant. Here's what he meant. He meant to stir you up. He meant to give you something that you and he could laugh at together. And then he made the press and the bad guy. And he made the press the bad guy, and he triangulated. It was you and Trump against the big, bad boogeyman, the press. By the way, he's meeting with the New York Times today. This is funny. Sidebar. Here's what his meeting is. His meeting is, first he was going to meet them, but they wanted it off the record, so he says, no, I'm not going to meet them. And then he must have tossed it around in that cute little brain of his, oh, maybe I better meet them. Okay, I'll meet them. And now he's meeting with them. You know what he sounds like? He sounds like one of those women who can't make up their minds. And I say that only in jest, because, of course, women always make up their minds. Firmer than most men that I know, by the way. But, you know, they do it in their style. And, you know, he doesn't think very highly of women. So, like, you know. First I called him a drama queen, and now I'm telling him he's acting like a lady who can't make up her mind. Oh my God, this guy's going to absolutely, if he hears from me, he's going to probably come and string me up alive or have the alt-right do it. Anyway, there is an example of Mr. Trump's game. Got it? It's a game. His whole thing is you and I against the boogeyman, and that's where the drama is. He did it during the primaries. He made every single person on the stage with him vying for that, you know, nomination. He made them the boogeyman so that the audience thought, we're in with Trump. Then little Marco is the bad guy and lying Hillary's the bad guy. And what does that say about America? That's something I do want to get to. What does that say about America? I think Americans really have to start taking a look at themselves. I'm not here to put anybody down. I'm not here to say you're naughty, be the big bad mommy saying you're bad. Blah, blah, blah. I'm simply saying that it's very easy to get played. We all get played. But this may be the most consequential ever. The consequences so high that this guy not only has played America, but continues to play America. You are listening to One Broad Talking Politics with Hallie Kasser Jane. I'll be back in a minute. Stay with me. And I am back. And you are listening to One Broad Talking Politics with Hallie Kasser Jane. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to get on my moral high horse because I've been there a lot on Facebook. My friends who follow me know. I'm going to use Steve Bannon as an example. I don't know whether this guy is a anti-Semite. I don't know what his persuasions are. I know that he's filthy, dirty, and he needs to take a bath and have a shave and clean up his suits and, oh my gosh. But this guy, Steve Bannon, okay, this guy is up to no good. We're talking about playing it. Well, that's what the Steve Bannon guy does, you know? Morality and all of this. That's what I am trying to get to. I'm trying to get to the fact that you don't have to be in the sandbox with the evildoers. Let's use that one. I love that. Let's bring that back from Mr. Bush. The evildoers. You just have to play in some way with the evildoers. That's what Trump has done. I think learned by Mr. Bannon. So he plays these games, you know. He knows that these guys, these white supremacists / alt-right people are terrible people. He plays with them. Then they do something disgusting like they did the other day in that meeting in Washington in the hotel room. Heil Trump, pulling up all the old Nazi crap. Then Trump comes out, I'm sure at behest of his chief advisor, Mr. Bannon, and he gives this half-hearted rebuke. I don't even think the word rebuke fits here because it was even less than that. He doesn't emphatically, specifically, staunchly use whatever word you want to do, condemn everything about the white supremacists. He parses. Now, remember what I said earlier? Why does he do that? Well, again, remember what I said earlier? He does it because he plays all at both sides. And then he goes to the public, his public, not all the public, but he goes to his public and he says, I told them, you know, they got to stop it. I did it on 60 Minutes. They got to stop it. The people who are protesting it. He plays everybody against. Now again, here we are. Now he set up the situation one more time. What's the new situation? Look what the press want me to do. Look what they're trying to force my hand. Why? I said these people were bad. Cough, 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 because of course he didn't. But that's what he does. And then his side, his followers, are all ginned up. Those press are trying to make this guy out to be an idiot and to be a racist. He's no racist. Let's get back to morality. You play those games, you're immoral. That's who this man is. And here's why I say it now. I talk about this. He's my president. I said it earlier in another show. He's my president. I will honor the fact that this is the new president coming in, soon to be inaugurated president of the United States. But I don't have to accept everything that he does. I don't have to accept who he is. And you shouldn't either. You're better than this. When he starts talking about women the way that he has, when he talked about groping, and you all just turned your head, here's where you and Donald Trump, the folks that did that, have something in common. And don't get mad at me. I'm just calling it for what it is. Because your ideology, your salute to your parties, your dogma, those things you put ahead of the very thing that is the fabric of America that makes us who we are, who we've been, and who we should be. You put ideology before morality, before country. Tell me you don't know that Donald Trump didn't make fun of that poor New York Times reporter. Don't tell me you're unaware of the fact that Donald Trump went after one of our great heroes, Senator John McCain, and said he's no hero because he got caught. Don't tell me you don't know how disgusting it is that he admitted to groping women because he could get away with that. You all know who he is, but you made a choice. I'd rather Israel be treated the way I want Israel to be treated. I would rather those Mexicans get the hell out of our country and we do something about immigration. I don't care. I don't care. That's what I want. I want that more than I want my children to have a true sense of what morality stands for, what it's all about, who we are, to have an ethical, a moral, a dignified human being sitting in the office of the presidency. I get blowback. here's my blowback. The blowback comes to me like, well, you know, the choice was he or Hillary, and I think that he's much better than Hillary. Show me where Hillary has been caught or anything for anything that she's been accused of. Maybe that's not the best sentence in the world. It just came flying out of my mouth. But you get my gist. You bought into Hillary hate. Maybe some of you bought into it because she reminds you of your mother. Maybe some of you just don't want a woman in office. Hillary is a politician, or was a politician. Let's hope she continues in her own way to work as a politician, to contribute. I'm not saying she's 100% perfect, but I'll tell you this. I never saw Hillary do anything bad in terms of calling a poor New York Times reporter who's afflicted. I never saw her mock them. I did see her do something that ticked a lot of people off. Maybe even cost her the election. I'm not sure. I mean, I am sure. I know a lot of things cost her. It's one of the things that's on there. It's when she said that the half the country were a bunch of deplorables. You know what? Maybe instead of having a knee-jerk reaction to that, some people ought to look at it. It's like this. There were some photographs of the soon-to-be First Lady, Melania Trump, floated of her as a young girl in nude photos. Maybe some of us could have overcome that. That was pretty bad. But then there were some photos of her that were put out there where she was being lewd. Why? All my friends on the Christian right who have railed about television and the images of women on television and naked and sex and this, how come it's okay for Melania Trump? Have you asked yourself why you say it's okay for Melania Trump, but it's not okay for your children to be seeing that kind of stuff on TV? You show me how you rectify those two things. I need to know that, because I don't get that other than to say, back to where I was in the beginning of all of this, you're all parson playing, manipulating, falling for, being exactly what Donald Trump wants you to be. He can make you let go of the most base human parts of yourselves. He has done that because you bought into his stuff. Donald Trump has turned you into that which you have railed about, built an entire party on for the last, I don't know how many years, as the moral majority. But there's nothing moral about this majority. Of all of these things that Trump is, from the bigotry to the hating Mexicans and this, that, and the other thing, his treatment of women, I don't have to tell you all the bad things because you know. I don't have to tell you, you know. But you've made a decision to ignore it. And every time any of us make that decision for something else, take a short-term gain to get to something at the expense of all of the things that we really say that we are, we the people, what are you doing? What have you done? Thought runs, I can't even believe I'm having to say this. I can't believe that I'm saying this because God knows I'm no moral whatever. Never have been. Tried to be. Tried desperately to be as good as I can be. But I can't and don't understand how all of the people who literally make their livings off of this, who stand in great stature, right? I'm thinking about all of those preachers who've been out there. I won't name their names, but you know who they are. Donald Trump, yay, Donald Trump, yay, Donald Trump. Why? Why? And don't give me he's a sinner like the rest of us. Once you're the president of the United States, you are not like the rest of us, and we don't want you to be like the rest of us. We want you to stand as our moral high ground. We want you to stand as a man or a woman, hopefully one day, who's just a little bit better than the rest of us. But that's not Donald Trump. and he isn't proving himself to be any better than what I thought he was. Look at some of his early appointments. It's terrifying, the things they've said about Muslims. Oh, I mean, the things they've said about blacks. And we're going to what? We're going to whitewash that away? We're going to act like they didn't say those things? These are not leaders for our country. Unless, of course, you share the view that all Muslims are horrible and that all blacks are bad and that Mexicans are stupid or violent by nature. Folks, we really have to start thinking about who we are. We've been watching too much reality. We've been watching too much reality TV. Sensationalism is a drug. Celebrity is a drug. And you folks are addicted to the celebrity, drama queen, immoral, now leader, or soon to be leader, of America and the free world. America, we need a 12-step program. And there you have it. One Broad Talking. Have comments? Have questions for our next show? Ideas? Visit me on Facebook at Hallie Kasser Jane and on Twitter at The Hallie CJ Show. And be sure to visit HallieKasserJane.com and read my bi-weekly fix of political snark, Inside the Hopper. This is Hallie Kasser Jane, and I am One Broad Talking. Thanks for tuning in.